Yes, Naphtali, you got it. Okay, Tez Zayin. Yeah, Simin Samach Hey, Sif Tez Zayin. Also, Liknas, we're talking about Hilchos Ribbis here, so we're going to again try and make it as understandable as we can. So, also, Liknas Tfuah, Ashar Dabar Bakhtamas Mois. You're not allowed to buy grain or anything else prepaying. Vishithan Lestatula Achazman, and then they're going to give you the grain after a while. Meaning, you're paying for it now. And they're going to give it to you later. The chashin and shemen being time to siyakaratfu. In the interim, it's going to the price is going to go up. Achakach b'smachi yitin lo yasatfu. By the time he's giving it to tfu, nimtza lekeach noitel yosem mishir ma'osav. So therefore, you see that the lekeach is going to take more than the money that he gave. B'shvil shehikdim as ma'os. And basically, what he's doing is he's giving him more. Tool that's worth more money, and the reason why he's giving it to him is because he had the cash in hand. So basically, even though it doesn't seem like a loan to people, but it is. Lamaisa, it's a loan. But if the seller, when he got paid, he had that grain by him, even though he didn't give it to the lekeach until later, mutter is mutter. Because what a person has now, Yachalimkar, he could sell it. If he really needs to meet the payment, then he could sell everything he has now. And even if the tefuah has not been done karoi, meaning it's not not done, what do you call it? It's not in its final form. It still needs to be winnowed, etc., etc. It's like it's completed. But if it's missing three malachas, then also it's also. What the heter would be in the next siman to prepay. Fine. But let's
Like
say.
a person invests in futures.
Basically. Yeah, but in futures, I don't know nowadays if you're really taking any delivery of anything tangible. But in theory, yeah. In theory, futures can be an issue. Yeah, but let's say the shahr has a set price. You're allowed to do that. Even though the meicher doesn't have anything, tfuah, because even if the tfuah goes up, the lekeach is not going to profit that he got money first. Keep in the buyer. I'm sorry, is not getting any. Meaning the buyer that he prepaid is not getting anything out of it. Since he was able to buy it, as tfuah, meaning he could have bought it for this price. Now he decided he wants to, pay for it now, and he'll get take delivery later. And once he did it beheter. Even though the price went up more than it was when he paid, and the seller doesn't want to give him the tefuah, he can evaluate it onto other produce that he's going to give to him, or give him money according to the way it's worth now. Right? Meaning, let's say you gave him $100. And by the time he was supposed to deliver it, the price went up to 110. So the seller can say, he could change it in for other merchandise that's worth 110. All right, because that's what he owes him right now, right? Or he can just give him back $110, and instead of the produce. All right. Oh, he's gave him a, the buyer gave him 100, and he's getting back 110. That's not ribbis, because he it was all done on the price, and there was a set price back then. It's almost like the buyer owned it, and it was just being held on to, being watched by the seller. Very, very hard to understand the differences between all these cases. Ayin b'kuntra shar day b'sefer sefer shar mishpatzim mikufayin hay sif cotton bays udaloi kama shakasa b'shulchan aruch halatanya sif chav ches. So okay, yud ches mishiyesh eschayra. Somebody has merchandise shenu keres kan bazol. It gets sold here for a low price. V'makom acher b'yoker. And another place it gets sold. Another place it gets sold for more expensive. Right? You go. You sell a bottle of soda here, it's going to be a lot cheaper than if you buy it in the airport.
Arbitrage, arbitrage, right?
I don't know if it's necessarily arbitrage, but I guess that's a form of it. Right, give me this, let me give this merchant, and I'm going to bring it to the airport. I'm Karen Sham, and I'm going to sell it to Adzman, and then I'm going to use the money for my own needs until a certain time. Vaparenaloch Kafi Masha Hoyashava Sham, and I'm going to pay it back to you the way it was worth over there. La'achar nichni and ha'itzah she'olu al ha'schayru, after I subtract the expenses. Simach ra'yas ba'alicha ha'yalo le'keach. So if the responsibility on the alicha is on the buyer, so then it's also. All right? Because Reuven, well, I don't know, was it Reuven? Well, which one's Reuven? Which one's Shimon? Well, the guy selling it, he has no achrayas whatsoever. Right? So since he has no achrayas, so it's looked at, he's not getting, asking him to pay it back until later. And then when he's going to pay him back more, it was essentially it's a loan. But if the achrayas is on the seller, then mutter, it's mutter, because part of his being able to make more money is because he's taking responsibility. He also has to give the buyer a little bit of money for his tircha, because since the buyer is working for the seller, so it would be a scam if he doesn't give him some money. Now,
Is that cross to carry?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not sure. This is basically what the Heter Iska is based on. This type of, when you're making a Heter Iska, you're sort of structuring it like this. Your test, mutter lahavas a chaver a kuf dinar, you're allowed to lend your friend 100 dinar. She can have him schoira ala yirid. He's going to go to the what do you call it? The yirid, the sale, and he's giving him money to buy property or merchandise. So b'shuvan lebesam, when he comes home, yitin le'alev a kuf chaf dinar. And he's going to give him 120 dinim for it. Uvachi yakabel a malva as long as the malva is makabel the schayra, v'yelchena, and he's going to take it home via achrayas the derech ala malva, and the achrayas is on the malva. The havi kemoish yesh chelik b'revach haschayra. It's as if he has a chelik in the profit of the schayra. Ha'olam makabel lo achrayas, since he was makabel achrayas. Chaf Reuven shehaylich lamakom shekainen schayra bezol. Reuven that goes and sells. I'm sorry. He goes to a place that they buy schara cheap. Yochel Shimon Loimeloi. Shimon can tell him, "Havi li schara misham. Bring me the schara there. Ani etin lecha revach kach v'kach, and I'll give you the revach for this and this." So bevachatei achrayas al Reuven, and as long as he has the achrayas al Reuven, ad shehu meiser until he gives it to Shimon. Again, the same yisoid. The one that if the seller has achrayas, then there's less of an issue of ribbis. You are allowed to be marba the price of schar on karka. Ketzat. If he rented him a chotzer, and he told him before he rented it, miyad, if you give me money right now, you're going to get it for, meaning you prepay, you're going to have it for 10 gold coins for the year. But if you pay me monthly, you can give me one gold coin, which means he's paying for an extra two for not paying it in advance. So that is mutter. Why? We hold that schiros, you only have to pay at the end. Hilkoch, when he takes money, gold from him every month, yud beis zehuvim, which is 12 gold coins, right? Ein zoy schar hamatonam hazmaz. That's not schar for letting him not pay right away, because he wasn't ever chayiv. He didn't have to pay early. Meaning, the normal way to pay rent is at the end of the year, you owe 12 gold coins. So this that you pay 10 early, that's you're saving yourself too. But really, you're chayiv 12. He's being Michael the extra two for the advance payment. That's mutter, right? Meaning, as opposed to something that doesn't have a rental at the end, right? As opposed to something where, how does it go? Where, let's say you have to pay for camp at the beginning, or you have to pay for camp, let's say halfway through camp, but if you prepay, they're going to give it to you for cheaper. So then,
It's like the car insurance. If you pay in full, it's like $2,000. If you pay monthly, it's for.
right. So, but the question is how you structure it. Is it when are you really chayav to pay? If you have to pay at the beginning, right, or closer to the beginning, and you pay early, and then memela you get it cheaper. So that's a loan. That's a loan because you really don't have to pay till
Isn't
whenever.
there always like a registration discount in schools,
Yeah. So
everything, if you're going to pay early to camp?
Yes, that's a big issue. That has
Wouldn't
to
you say
be.
that that's the proper time and that paying later is really just like they're just adding up to the fee? You know, No,
for
you
being
have to be
late?
paid up before camp starts, let's say.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying you usually pay before something. You order something on
Yes, but
Amazon, you pay
now
for it
if you pay
first.
registration before April 1st or February 1st, now you get a discount on the registration.
No, they don't charge you more. I would say it's the other way. Now they're giving you a discount. That's the real price. They're upping the price if you put it in later. That's the question. Is that how it's working, or I don't know.
I mean, it's expensive, and if it's expensive enough, you'd expect someone to take advantage of the discount no matter what. So you could say that it's actually abnormal not to take it.
Yeah, it's again, you have to know how it's if it's structured properly, then it's okay. If it's structured properly, then it's good. If not, then it can be ribbis. Let's see the next one. Karka, that's only for real estate. Because the karka goes, you coin it right away, right? Then it's considered like rent, and it's not a havo. But to add on pay to a worker, also binyan. What does this mean? If you rent the worker, you say, no, I'm reserving you to do work for me, let's say in April. When it turns nice outside, I need a new deck. And you pay him now, before he even starts the work. He says, you know what? I charge you $1,000 since you pay me today, I only do 900. So it's also that's also because since the poyel is not meshubed to work now, he's only going to work in April. So basically, the worker is saying, okay, you pay me now, and I'm going to give you a discount. So basically, that's ribis, because you don't have to pay me now. Essentially, you're giving me a loan now. But if the worker starts working right now, even though he's not going to finish till April, there you can give him a prepayment so that he does it cheaper. Why? Since he started doing his melacha right away, then it's considered a schiros, and he's paying him a little bit more now to save money later. It's not considered a loan, as we see. This stuff is very, very technical, and you mamish have to know what you're doing with these things before you, otherwise you can mamish get into ribis. Again, like we said the other day, it's ribis derabanan in almost all cases, but a derabanan is a derabanan. Yeah. Okay. Everybody should have a fine night, a good vach.
Thank you.